Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for listening on this Friday afternoon. Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy, has got a show on Discovery Plus, and he's changed my life for the better. I really have to say that I was sort of a lonely ne'er-do-well until the first time I talked to Patrick. And since then, well, I'm staying free, and I'm very grateful, Patrick, for all of that.
Well, I'm glad you're staying free. That's kind of a big build-up. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I should thank you. Okay, so you tell me about your show so people who haven't heard you before kind of understand where we're coming from here.
Yeah, so the show is really about, like, people who have these cherished objects, you know, these items that are very sentimental to them and something has happened to them. Like, you know, it's a mom's wedding dress who has a stain, or your favorite toy from childhood that, you know, it's 40 years later and it's grimy.
Mm-hmm.
And through the show, we bring it back. We wash it. It's always washed, you know, and we bring it back to brand new. So, you know, by the end of the show, they have kind of this new item, you know, this like new item, and kind of all the emotion that kind of goes back to it. So it's really fun.
It's like the Antique Roadshow spiff up.
Kind of. Exactly. There's a spiff enough component. Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to start with a challenge for you. You ready? We have a text here.
Yeah.
Laundry Guy, right. Patrick, please help. Chapstick catastrophe. Load of clothes washed and dried, mostly cotton or cotton blend clothing. Have tried scrubbing in baking soda. Shout. Hot water, some spots came out, but not all. Any better ideas? P.S. I have totally reduced the amount of detergent I'm using thanks to your advice. It's working great. So there you go. So you've helped her already.
Awesome.
But how about the chapstick debacle?
Shout out to that. Yeah, the chapstick, what she needs is something really oily. Like, it could be really oily hand soap. It could be less oil. But it needs to be oilier than anything she's mentioned. Because a really oily soap is going to lift that chapstick right out.
Because so, chapstick's oily.
Because chapstick's oily. Yeah. And what you need is something that will kind of penetrate into that oil that will still wash away. So a really oily soap and just spot all, you know, treat all the spots and it should come right out, no problem.
Patrick Richardson is the laundry expert. He's got the show on Discovery Plus. And just to review then, someone's the reference to half the soap, you say that we use twice as much soap as we need to. You've talked me into using these little squares of cloth soap. I don't know what you call them, but to rip them in half,
great.
I only use half of them.
That's fantastic.
And it's in always wash. I wash the express cycle in cold water or cool
right.
water, I think. Cool water
right.
or warm water?
Well, like
cool.
Well, it's warm or you can do tap warm or warm. It doesn't
okay.
have to be, it just can't be the cold cycle on your, whatever the next cycle up is what you go with.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Michael is on the line. Michael, what can we do for you?
Yeah, Steve, I think Patrick just answered my question. I was wondering about...
Okay, Michael, thanks for calling. We'll talk again sometime.
I was wondering about the temperature to wash clothes. And when I put my washing machine on the warm cycle, I've checked it with the thermometer. It's 75 degrees. So is that the temperature I should go with instead of hot?
That's a great question, and I love that you checked the temperature. That is plenty warm enough. Warm is anything above 65 degrees, and the reason you want that is because that is when your detergent will open up. That is plenty warm. You will have great results at 75 degrees.
There you go, Michael. Good. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Appreciate mm-hmm. it. We have another text here. It says, cotton blouse with lace overlay white. Lace has a stain, maybe coffee. I think she's saying coffee, but I'm thinking it's probably red wine. What can she do?
Well, good for her either way. The trick is, if it's coffee, she can just toss that in a mesh bag and toss it in the washer, because
uh-huh.
we just don't want the mesh to pull. If it's red wine, she just needs to get a little oxygen bleach and toss it in the washer with it. But either way, it'll come out. But the trick to that lace is put it in a mesh bag, so that, you know, the zippers or the buttons on something else won't tear it.
So you often talk about this, would you call it oxygen bleach or oxygenated bleach?
Yep.
Which is OxyClean is the one we know most about. I don't really understand that at all. Can you explain what it is and why it works so well?
Yeah, what it actually is the active ingredient in that is sodium percarbonate, and it's more or less dry hydrogen peroxide. So when you get it wet, it creates hydrogen peroxide, and it's a bleach, but it's color safe. So you can use it on any kind of protein stain. So blood, wine, you know, berries, any kind of protein stain or any kind of plant stain. And what it actually does is it causes the fibers to let go of whatever that is. It's kind of an amazing thing. The problem is it's a lot of places don't carry it because it has some like kind of special requirements in packaging.
Okay. Someone else texted, does the variety of laundry soap really matter at all?
It wouldn't be the most important thing. Yes, I think it matters because some rinse out better than others. The most important thing is just to use less than whatever the manufacturer says.
Just, yeah, we use way too much soap. As you say, mm-hmm. Americans, we do too much of everything.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, here's another one. I want to wash my autographed Blackhawks jersey, but don't want to lose the autographs. They're in black Sharpie marker. What's your suggestion?
Well, Sharpie is so durable, I wouldn't worry about it.
Really?
However,
okay.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Sharpie's almost impossible to get out. But what I would do in this case, what's going to cause any color loss is abrasion. This is one of the few times that I would recommend a hand wash. If you hand wash it, just use a tiny bit of soap, and it will be just fine. You will not lose any of that autograph. I actually did this on the show once.
We're talking to Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy. He's got a show on Discovery Plus, and he just loves laundry. Okay, another text. Does hydrogen peroxide work on blood?
Absolutely. The thing is, the hydrogen peroxide you buy in the bottle, if you buy the 3%, sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't, because it's only 3%. If you get the dry, the sodium percarbonate, it will 100% work on blood.
All right. A top-loading, no-agitator washer doesn't get my clothes clean. Help. What should I do?
My guess is you are using too much soap, because that machine should be very efficient, because it sounds like it's pretty new, because that's kind of a new thing.
Uh-huh.
I think you're using too much soap, or you're filling it too full.
So too much soap can really be a bad thing.
Yeah, because what it does is it doesn't rinse out. And the soap is supposed to hold the dirt and take it down the drain.
Patrick Richardson.
When there's too much soap in the machine, it stays in there.
All right, let's do one of your greatest hits. We always get people asking about the yellow staining under the arms on T-shirts. And you had a good explanation for that. What is that, and how do we get rid of that?
Okay, so what that actually is it's a chemical reaction between the fabric and your sweat. And your sweat has a lot of oil, and that oil is what's causing the stain. Use some oxygen bleach and a little bit of oily soap. Make a paste, put it on, run hot water, and it'll go away. But the better trick is when you start with a new T-shirt or you've gotten the stain out, if every single time, immediately before it goes in the washer, you spray it with a mixture of 50 cheap white vinegar and 50 water, you'll never have the stain again.
There you go. He's a magic man, Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy. I love talking to you, Patrick. I really appreciate your spending time with us here.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Check him out on Discovery Plus. All right, time to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then when we come back, it will be our Destination Illinois segment. We're going to check out the Black Hawk Historic Site. Brent Sopel coming up later on the program as well, speaking of Blackhawks jerseys.